Blog Talk Radio.
That's calling us home, and it won't be Hare Krishna that that play that trumpet tune, and we're going to see the sun, not river. Well, you can call yourself a Baptist and not be born again, a Presbyterian or a Methodist and still die in your sin. You can't even be charismatic, shout and dance and jump a few, but if you hate your brother, you won't be one of the chosen few. Cause it won't be a Baptist that's sitting on the throne, a Presbyterian or a Methodist that's calling us home, and it won't be a charismatic that plays that trumpet tune. Let's all just live for Jesus, because he's coming back real soon. Oh, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne, and it won't be old Mohammed that's calling us home, and it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. We're going to see the sun, not Reverend Moon. And we're going to see the sun, not Reverend Moon.
Not Reverend Moon.
Well, amen, folks. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Say praise God, amen. Anyways, I'm Brother Wally coming to you live again this evening. And been a hot one. Well, folks, we're here tonight. I hope my volume's up and everything. I don't know how to do this. Huh? Okay. Let's put it back in here now. The sound's muffled, and that's just where it's meant to be. But anyways, praise God for the Lord's Day, the year of 2015, June 25th. And we praise the Lord for that. My Lord, let us live one more day. Amen. And looking for Jesus to come. It won't be soon, but I'm looking for him to come. And I think we still got to go through a few things before he returns. And it ain't going to matter whether you're dead or alive. We're all going to be called out together. I was talking to a guy today. I said that people like to make a big thing, a big issue about, boy, I want to be here when the rapture takes place. Well, you got to be here when the rapture takes place. Dead or alive. What? Yeah, that's right. Dead or alive, you're going to be here. The Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that remain shall be caught up together to meet Jesus in the air. So we're all going together. So no matter whether you're dead or alive, amen, you're still going, and you're going at the same time. We're not going at different times. We're all going together. And praise the Lord for that, amen. Well, I titled this message tonight, You're Not an Atheist, You're a Fool. And I'm just going to be straightforward on it, as I usually am. Praise God for those that do listen in, go to archive and listen, and whether by phone or archive, and praise God for those. I want to thank everybody that prays for us. I want to praise God for everyone that's interested in, amen, the preaching of the word. And don't forget to tune in on Sundays on Old Pass Broadcast for Brother Brandon Teague. He's a pastor of Faith Baptist Church down there in Paris, Tennessee, Texas. And so, and he comes on at 11:30 on Sunday mornings. He had a broadcast, and I think it broadcasts on Mondays now, the service from Sunday, and they were going to go on Wednesdays. I don't know what happened there, but But anyways, pray for them. And anyways, we praise the Lord for them. Thank God for the Lord letting us be on the radio tonight. It's been very hot here where I live. And I'd like to burn out again today. But I tell you what, we praise God we made it through it. Trying to catch all the breeze we can. And I got fans. I don't run an air conditioner. But I praise God for the fans. Amen. Some people don't even have fans, but they make it anyways. I remember growing up, there was people out in the countries, man, that never had a fan. They didn't have air conditioners and stuff. And I tell you what, them older people, man, they were tough. Now, we thumb-sucking babies here in America. The church is so spoiled. I'm telling you, you're rotten. You are a rotten, spoiled bunch of people. Hey, man, I know people don't want to hear that. They don't like that. And what's that got to do with your message? It don't, but I'm going to tell you about it because I prayed and asked the Lord again when I should preach on. And when these things come to me, I'm just going to tell you as it is. Amen. Amen. You better like it. You need to like it or love it. Amen. When you think about it, we're spoiled, man. We've got air conditioners in the churches, man. There's fights going on all the time over the color of the carpet. There's fights going on because you don't have padded pews. Amen. People can't make it, man, without the air conditioner. And, you know, you got to have some kind of heat. In the wintertime in church, I understand that, man. Put a wood stove in there. Start cutting your own wood. You want to cut back on your electric bill? Put a stove in your house. Put a stove in your church. A wood stove if you can. I understand some places it's supposed to be what they call illegal. They made it a law that you can't have a fire wood stove in your house. Maybe you can have a fireplace. If you can have a fireplace, put one in. You may start learning how to get your own wood to stay warm in the wintertime. As far as cool, amen, if you ain't got a fan, I pray to God to give you one. Amen, it's nice to have a fan. I got one. I'm spoiled to a fan. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not spoiled to it. If God chooses to take it away from me, amen, I just have to be happy with it. I mean that. The Lord knows that. Amen. It's nice to have it. But the air conditioning, the padded pews in the church house, everything, people are just, here, man. That's what happens when you got dogs. And, but anyways, the churches are spoiled. And people got to have air conditioning and everything, man. And, you know, I'm glad they, and a lot of churches are kind of hypocritical. They wear their dress in the at the church, but they put on all their nakedness after they leave. But I ain't going to get into all that tonight, Lord willing. If God don't want me to, if he does, I will. But anyway, we're going to play another song for you, and we'll be right back.
Heavenly cry.
You know, we were talking about today on the job, being a son and another brother in the Lord. Moses, isn't that neat? Knowing Moses. And just plain old Wally. Actually, my name's Wallace. That means warrior. We were talking about, or I posted on my page, or on the radio broadcast, you're not an atheist, you're a fool. And I think it's kind of funny, I'll just start with this, we'll go this way, okay? I think it's funny how the atheist, which I don't believe there's such thing as an atheist, well, they took on a name, I understand that, but it's not a biblical name. They're Antichrist, is what they are. And when you get into studying all that, you realize that Antichrist really does not necessarily mean that they don't, that it does not mean that they don't believe in God. They just don't believe God. You say, what? Well, listen, the devil believes in God. So somebody's messed up somewhere. Their father believes in God more than they say they do. So you say, well, I can't believe you said their father. Well, that's who their father is, Satan. And the devils are their brothers. They're sons of Satan. Every person that says that they don't believe in God or that there is no God, well, they're sons of Satan. And I'm not going to hold back, amen, on anything. I'm not trying to be ugly, but I'm going to preach. And I'm tired of even trying to be like that, amen, to say, well, you know, I'm trying to hold back, but I can't. I'm just going to be Brother Wally the way God made me and the way it comes out, okay? Now, if you can't deal with that, I understand. Just turn it off. I ain't going to lose no sleep over it. I don't know who's listening, who is, or who is and who isn't. I get out the broadcast, I go in there, I go to bed, and don't think no more about it. I mean, I do. I look for people that would comment. I look for people that might say, hey, we're praying for you. Amen. Sometimes it's nice to be encouraged, which I'm not going to, by the grace of God, stop. But, you know, I mean, it's nice when someone says, hey, I appreciate you being there. Just keep that on preaching. But I'm not going to stop because of that. Okay? Now, there's people out there that call themselves atheists, which there is no such thing as an atheist. They're antichrist. They're against God. They don't believe. They say they don't believe there's a God, but I can prove by the Bible they cannot get around it. They have chosen not to retain God in their knowledge, but he's still there. Yeah. They're lying. And all lives shall have their place in the lake was burned with fire and brimstone. They're just downright liars. And I'll show that to you here, Lord willing, in a minute. They're not just antichrist. They're not just a fool. They're liars. And I hope, I wish to God, that God's people will start standing up and just standing and speaking truth. Whether it costs you everything or not. I see God's people backing off. You're afraid to say anything anymore. Because the world has turned everything upside down. No, Satan is the God of this world. God said he was. And he is upset because he knows he has but a short time. And he's throwing everything out there that he can. The world is going to start doing what God said for them to do. Or what God said that they would do. You hear me? God said in his word that they would even deny Jesus Christ. Who? Me shall depart from the faith, even in denying the Lord Jesus. That's a sign. America hates God. I don't care what you Christians think. This is not a Christian nation. It hasn't been a Christian nation for years. How
20 years ago, God turned his back on this place with a sign of that sword coming out. And everybody was like, "Why ain't coming out of the closet?" I don't think it's funny. And then the church started shutting up. The church put peace because the media, the television, who God, Obama, is telling you what to preach. That's right. You can't mention that. You can't mention race. You can't mention sex. You can't mention sodomy. You can't mention those words anymore. Why? Because you offend somebody. Well, Christians, I want you to go to the Bible. I want you to study like I've studied for 31 years. And find the scripture where Jesus said, "This is the Lord now, not you, your preacher, your mama, the daddy, Obama, or the wicked devils." Jesus said that you can't get saved until the Father draws you. If the Father draws you, he was telling the Pharisees, they said, "How then can we get saved?" And Jesus, you hear me, Jesus, you know, the man that you preach about said, you can't get saved until the Father draws you. And you know what happened when he said that? It offended them. He said something that offended them. The Lord, the God of heaven, said something that offended them. And he didn't back off. Huh? Preachers, I believe most of them are hirelings in the pulpit. I come out from Baptist. Anabaptist, your mama's Baptist, your daddy's Baptist, Pentecostal, Apostolic, Church of Christ, Salvation Army. All those people have backed off the Word of God because you're afraid you might go to jail. I thank God, and I know it's going to turn out like this, but I thank God for the people and in bakeries that have stood and lost their business, but at least they stood. Huh? They would have been cowards if they had given in. We don't give in to sin. That's why God, that's why I preach this, amen. That's why I'm telling you, that's what's wrong with the church today. Christian, that you hear to sin. Instead of saying, "No, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ, this is sinful." The church said, "I love you, come on in, it don't matter, man." They got sound like reading child service in churches. But hey, God loves it. God said it's okay. You come as you are. Father, what that is, they come as they are and they leave the same way. They've never been regenerated. They've never been saved. They've never been born again. And I'm very careful about when I use the word regenerated. I'm not a Calvinist. And if you call yourself a Calvinist, you know better than the days when Paul was preaching to them. Some said, "I'm a Paul. I'm a Paul. I don't see this." And Paul said, "That's wrong. When you say you're a Calvinist, a Calvinist, then you're putting child in the blood of Jesus." Woo! Yes, you are too. I'll say it again. You say you're a Calvinist, you're doing just like they did it in the Bible. I'm a Paul. Paul said, "Did I die for you on the cross? Did I save you?" When you say you're a Calvinist, you're saying you are one of John Calvin, and I've never... Someone asked me if I was a Calvinist. I said, "I've never met John Calvin. I don't follow his teachings. I'm not a Calvinist. I believe that God said repent and believe the gospel. I believe God
right out of the oven, baby. I'm trying to be quiet, but I'm not. You're not an atheist, you're a fool. Hey, you got a Bible right in front of you that says that. I'm gonna let you guys preach and witness out of the King James Bible. And you so-called Christians, quote and unquote. Well, I can't believe you called that man a fool. The Bible says call no man fool. That's a lie. That's not what it said. I'm going to clarify this tonight. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 22, but I say unto you, who is that I? Of course, it was Jesus. That whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. You can be angry as long as you don't sin in it. As I people say, you can't look upon a woman. You got to turn your head every time. The man ain't what the Bible said. The Bible said if a man looketh upon a woman in lust, then he's committed adultery with her already in his heart. If you couldn't look at someone, a woman, passing down the street, you wouldn't get nowhere. You'd crash. You'd run into people because they're everywhere. The Bible says that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Rekha, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Now, did y'all catch that? Are y'all studying your Bibles? Do you understand what it said? Who's he talking to? Who's he talking about? Who's the Bible written to? Huh? Can you tell me? Who did God give the Bible to? It wasn't the devil. It wasn't those lost people out there. This Bible wasn't written for the lost. The scriptures in there, some of the scriptures are for the lost. For you to preach the word to them. For you to preach the gospel to them. That they must get saved. But the Bible was written to the church. Huh? He said, whosoever shall say unto his brother, I got news for you. This world ain't my brother. You hear me? If you're not saved, born again, you are not my brother. And I will clarify this. If you are red, white, black, and yellow, and if there's any other color out there, and you're saved, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, you're my brother and my sister. But if you're not born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are not my brother and you are not my sister. I belong to a family that's royal. I belong to a king. I belong to the Holy King. I belong to Jesus Christ. I ain't not even bad as I am. I don't feel bad when I say I'm a slave to Jesus Christ. I am his servant. I am a servant of the Most High God. And I don't get mad at God. I don't want to burn heaven down. We're going to start saying you can't say the word servant. Hey, I said prophesy. I'm not even going to back off. I prophesied years ago the King James Bible would be hated, even by the churches.
And guess where we're at today, buddy? I prophesied years ago that they're going to pass a law that says that you cannot preach against the Muslims. You cannot preach against that terrible world, that Jesus Christ is the only way. I prophesied years ago. I've been saved for 31 years, and it's all been fulfilled. It's all coming to pass. And I'm telling you, they're going to get poor because we are God's people. You in that battle there to say for you to try to make the world love you. Now you got people to call themselves atheists. You're not an atheist, you're a fool. Churches are trying to make the world love them. The reason I brought that Matthew 5:22 up, because I've heard people say, well, Jesus said not to call anybody a fool. You're not supposed to call anybody a fool. Well, God did. And if he didn't, Jesus contradict himself when he said not to call anybody a fool. He turned around and calls them a fool. Jesus called several people fools. Yeah. Did you know that? Okay. I figured you might know that. I was trying to help you out a little bit. 1 John. 2 John. Let's go to 2 John first. Y'all pray for me. I'm preaching with a burnout. Hey, I'm telling you, you got hot here today. I poured a slab today. Helped pour a slab, me and my son and another guy. And this other guy didn't do nothing but watch us. I had for a big old slab, like it wasn't real big, it was big enough. But we put all the forms and everything, metal down, we're pouring on top of a roof. And it got hot. And it made me hot. Man, so y'all pray for me. 2 John 1:7 says this. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. There are many people in this world that say Jesus Christ has not come in the flesh. There are many people, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, they're antichrist. Catholics are antichrist. Well, they speak of Jesus Christ, but I believe they're antichrist. I believe they're sons of Satan myself. Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Catholics, I believe 99.99.99% if there's a such thing, of Catholics are belonging to the devil. Wow. I think old Rush Limbaugh needs to get saved. I don't think he belongs to God at all, do you? I'm going to attack all your little gods. He's a world's god. What's that other guy come on there? Let me think. See if I actually see his face, man. I almost said his name. That's another world god. But anyways, I'm getting off the track again here. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought. But that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ. I've had preachers tell me, oh, I don't preach doctrine. Well, you ain't in Christ then. He says to preach doctrine. 2 Timothy chapter 4. For one place, 1 Timothy or Titus 2, preach sound doctrine. Huh? This is sound doctrine. Women be keepers of home, it goes into all that. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come unto you And if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Huh? When you bid somebody like Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons or Catholics Godspeed, I think go as far as even saying God bless you, or you know, I take that back. I'll take that back. Because God said bless those who curse you. Right? But you don't bid them Godspeed. See, I can take it back. Okay? 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. I wasn't going to preach on this part, but I'm going to do it tonight or now because it's there. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love not the world or love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Did you catch that, Christian? Quote, unquote. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. Listen, this was going on in Paul's day, John's day, Matthew's day, everything written in this Bible, these things were all, there's nothing new under the sun. And these things, the people saying, and God called them Antichrist, okay? Now, in America, you call them atheists. And I call them liars. And because the devils believe in God, and they're devils. You know, they're trying to block God out of their mind, but their foolish heart became darkened. I'll show that to you in a minute. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. You hear me? They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. In other words, people sitting inside your church house, but you said, preacher, you can't say whether they're saved or not. I tell you what, God said it will manifest who they are by their fruits. You shall know them. If they're sitting inside your church and they are antichrist, they will come up out of there. When will they come up out of your church? When you start preaching the book? When you start preaching the Bible? When you start preaching against sin? And you start telling them about judgment day. You start telling them about the great white throne of judgment and the sons of Satan. They'll get out and they'll even start crawling inside the church. I see people call themselves Christians really destroying churches. I see people in churches that call themselves Christian. And they run the preacher of why? Because their sons of the devil. They're not saved. They know the church is all they got. They're antichrist. Oh, I can't believe you said that. They are antichrist sitting inside your church trying to say they are Christian. Well, that can't be. Yes, it can. Judas done the same thing. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar? I told you I'd torn them out, the little devils. Who is a liar? But he that denies that Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath not acknowledged the Son hath the Father also. Whether who did God call him, or what did God say he was, or she was, or she is, or he is? He called him a liar. Now, I didn't write the Bible. The Bible also said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Right? And a man that says he loves me and keepeth not my commandments, he is a liar and the truth is not in him. He is an unbeliever. But anybody that says there is no God, he's a fool. Anybody that says there is no God, he's an antichrist. They took on the name Antichrist to try to make themselves look big. But let me tell you what they are. They just piss in the wind. Huh? That's all they are. And God will cast them into eternal hell one day. And one day I was talking to that brother today down there, brother Moses. He said, yeah. He said, you remember in the Bible where it talks about when God does this and God takes vengeance? What did he say? He said, rejoice, O ye heavens. Sounds terrible. Go look at that. Read your Bible, people. Reading in the book of Revelation, when God started taking his vengeance off, God said, rejoice. Hallelujah. Huh? That's what he said. He told the heavens to rejoice when God starts throwing them into hell. Or when a man comes with all this stuff, sure, I don't want nobody to go to hell, but if they go to hell, they mouth off. You ever thought about that one? It's not my fault they go to hell. Do you know why God told heaven to rejoice? Because God, in his mercy and his kindness, even in the book of Revelation, when all the plagues are poured upon, all the vials are open, and all these bad things, and God's scorching men with heat, you know what the devils do? They turn and blaspheme the God of heaven. He said instead of them repenting, they turn and blaspheme the God of heaven. That's what the atheist, what you call an atheist, this is what the Antichrist are going to do. They're going to stand up boldly. In that day, they're not going to heaven. I don't feel bad, and I'm not judging anybody. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. People say, don't judge me. Don't judge me. Huh? It's just going on. And a person's fat. If a person's fat, you say, man, you're fat. Don't judge me. If they haven't got the same breath, man, you're awful skinny. You need to eat something. Huh? See, they're Democrats and Republicans. Yeah. Yeah, they're liberals. Don't judge me, but I will judge you when you judge me wrongfully. And all these people are antichrist. When are y'all going to understand that? Don't care that you can't tell who they are. If you can't tell who they are, man, sit down, get on your knees and pray, open that Bible, and God will say, yes, you can tell who they are. Why would God put in the Bible, by their fruits you shall know them? Oh, yeah, wait a minute. This guy said he's an atheist. Well, how did you know that? And I don't agree with him, the word atheist. Don't we use that as a, I guess, what they call a scenario? Or an explanation? Or whatever you want to call it. Somebody say, man, that guy's an atheist. How do you know? Now, you can't kill that, can you? Well, that guy's a Christian. How do you know? You just judge everybody. Huh? How do you judge them? I don't have a problem with judging people. The Bible says the spiritual judges all things. Huh? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he said in the verse, he said, if a man think himself to be a prophet or a spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Well, how, who do you pick? Huh? And how do you pick them? By their fruits. That man serves God. That woman serves God. You want to get your advice from that man or that woman. Because he serves God or she serves God. Now, what did you just do? You judged them. Huh? Or should I say, that's really not judgment. I'm using it as the world would say. But God said, and I don't want to get into all that. I'm trying to stay on this right here. And get in there. Because I was talking about the atheist. Who are you to judge? Now, he's not an atheist. He's a fool. But you ain't supposed to call him a fool. Yes, I can call him a fool. I'm not in the danger of hellfire. He's not my brother. He belongs to the devil. I don't. I belong to Jesus Christ. I belong to God Jehovah. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Jesus ain't up here by himself. I can prove it by the Bible. He ain't up here by himself. I can prove it by the Bible that Jesus was there with God already before he came down here. Huh? I know people don't like that, but it's true. I'm not a son of Satan. I'm a son of God. I'm an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Therefore, I'm not a fool. The Bible says, and I read through all First John. Now let's go to Romans chapter 1. Okay. Y'all, I'm doing the best I can to get through this. If you only knew. So I'm trying not to get all, you know, but if you only knew. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. What do y'all do with that verse when you say you hate the Jews? Huh? What are you people that I know? There's some people I know, they just can't stand the Jews, man. Huh? What do you do with that verse? Scratch out Jew? Huh? That's how much the Jews today, people. I've had people tell me, well, I was back, you know, in the dean, some of the Jews for today. Really? The last time I read my Bible, amen, way back there with Joshua and Israel, he said he would make them after that the people had the number of the sand. Right? I think there's still Jews around, you reckon? I know there's some Jews out there that ain't Jews, and it talks about them in the book of Revelation. They call themselves Jews, but they're not. How do you know that, people? How do you know that, huh? You people say, you know, how do you know that? You judge them. How do you do by their fruit you shall know them? Huh? Now, what do you do to that verse? Listen. To the Jew first. Hello? For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith in what? The gospel. You hear me? The righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And I ain't going to get out and preach many messages, man, about that. Now, I'm not a sinner. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm a son of God. I am a just person. Listen now. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Well, God, you're judging. How do you know that, God? Well, you know, God, God tell me not long ago, man. He kept telling me I was trying to play God. You know that? You know why he told me that? He said, quit trying to play God. You know what it was over? Obama. It was over the people in Congress. I want you to know something. I ain't trying to play God. I just being truthful with you. You can play what you want to. But God said in his word to pray to those in authority, so I pray that they repent and get saved. Yeah. I read that. I heard people talk about it, that verse, when I pray for people in authority. I said, God, how can I pray for somebody? How can I pray for the president? How can I pray for the government when they're so wicked against God? He said, pray for them to repent. Hello, and they get saved. And one day I believe God is going to tell us to quit praying. He told Jeremiah not to pray for those people. Read it. After he told Jeremiah not to pray for them, he said that when no people pray for them, I will not hear their prayer. Why? Because all people cross the line. They were finished. There is no hope for them. None. Read it. If I'm not mistaken, God destroyed them.
Oh, that's the Old Testament.
Yeah? It says Exodus chapter 20. You run around on your wife or your husband? We might as well just throw the whole Bible away and just live like we want to. That's just like another thing the atheists, or antichrist, should I say, but they call themselves atheists. Another thing they do, and we talked about this today. I said, because I've seen it on video too. I said, you know, it's kind of funny how the atheists are so bent on fighting against someone that they don't even believe in. They say there is no God, but they sure are giving everything they got to try to fight against something or somebody that doesn't even believe there. Kind of dumb, don't you think? They ain't just dumb. They ain't just a liar. They're fools. But anyway, let's go on. Listen now. I'm trying my best here, okay? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God, you hear me? Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it unto them. I don't care what you God haters say. I don't care what the preachers say. I believe God when every child is born on this earth. I believe God put a soul in every one of us. Why? Says it right here. God, in his almighty power, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. Everything about God is manifest in everybody. That's why in your conscience, even while you think your mom and dad, listen to me, it's putting some things in you. Most of you, if you look and realize when something inside you says, don't steal that. Huh? You don't need to do that. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. Where'd that come from? Sure ain't the devil. You either a son of God or a son of Satan. But God
manifests himself in every one of us, in the whole world. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now listen to me. I just thought of something else that I've seen, and I really like what the guy said. He talked about think of it now. I just lost it again. Ain't that pitiful? Yeah. If there are no laws and there is no God, then everything's right. From murder to rape to incest to drunkenness to running stop signs, doing whatever you want to. Then there's no law. Right? I'm talking to you atheists. You God haters. So if someone walks up to you and punches you right smack dab in your stupid mouth, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not wrong. Do you hear me? That's not wrong. Do you know why? If someone punches you in the mouth, you say, "Hey, right. Where do you think that came from? It ain't just from the pain that they just put in your mouth. It's because inside you, you have something saying, that ain't right. You know who put that in you? God. In Hebrews, the Bible says that God has written his laws upon our in our minds and upon our hearts. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And see, everybody thought this was just for the sodomites and the lesbians and all these whoremongers and adulterers. That's what happens when you turn your back on God. You hear me? That's what happens. When you say there is no God, then you become filthy, nasty. You hear me? Listen, watch. And their foolish heart was darkened. They had a foolish heart. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to incorruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Not only do they turn their back on Jehovah God, they start worshiping animals and trees like that idiot up there, Al Gore. Al Gore. I like calling him Al Gore. He's a gorehead. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. We changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Huh? And then it goes down to that when you read Romans chapter 1, let's read it. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. This is because they did what? They choose not to retain God in their knowledge. They are what the world calls atheists. God calls them antichrist. And every antichrist will burn in hell. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Y'all hear me? You Christians hear me? I wonder how many times your preacher preaches this from his pulpit. I know some churches he don't preach it at all because they got sodomites leading the song service. They got sodomites And they've been sitting in their congregation. And them dumb, hireling preachers on that you see that say they're going, they were wrong. They shouldn't be preaching against that. Do you know what they are? They're antichrist. They are against God. If a preacher or a pastor or an evangelist or a prophet is in your pulpit and says that they're going to stand with the sodomites and the lesbians, they are not of God. They are antichrist. For this cause, God gave them up. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. I know even the Jezebels don't like that way it's worded. The feminists can't stand that. The natural use of the woman. They burned in the lust one toward another, man with man working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate man. Rejected, condemned, unapproved. Huh? That's what a reprobate is. Rejected. Rejected. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, the atheists, God gave them over to a reprobate man to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all ungodliness, or being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispering. That's why we have so many things bad going on right now. It's because I believe 99.99% of this country is nothing but antichrist. They're backbiters. They're haters of God. Ooh, look at him. Someone that hates God, and yet they say there is no God. Despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing, right here, listen to me. If God was not in people, how could he write this? Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Huh? Who knowing the judgment of God. Huh? They know it. Huh? 1 Thessalonians said that God's going to send this world strong delusion. Why? Because they would rather believe a lie than the truth. And you know what God said? They'll all get saved. He said, no, that they all may be damned. God said that? Sure did. God says that you'd rather believe a lie than the truth. He said, I'm going to send you strong delusion. You'll all be damned. Well, that's what he said. We'll read it. 1 Thessalonians. Okay. Revelation 21. I'm almost done, y'all. I'll give out tonight. I gave you everything I had today on that job trying to get done, and he'd like to hurt me today. Don't pray for me. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving, that's y'all, atheists, and the abominable, sodomites, lesbians, perverts, and murderers, the whoremongers, y'all know who you are, don't you? You guys that stay around the whorehouses, you know, chasing women all the time, you know? And sorcerers, you know what sorcerers are, don't you? You know, like, what's that movie? Lord of the Kings or Rings or whatever it is. That's sorcery. Witchcraft. They're burning in hell. Did you know that?
That guy's going to burn in hell if he don't get saved. You know that? Hardly people will. That was just a movie. Now that stuff goes on. And idolaters. Oh. Yeah. You know what an idolater is, don't you? Someone who worships an idol. I wonder if the Catholics could fall in there. What a thought, huh? They worship statues. Don't tell me they don't. I was raised one. Not a statue, a Catholic. Y'all get it a minute. Sorcerers and idolaters, and all liars. You're not a liar, are you? To have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Everybody that unbelieving hates this, you're going to burn in hell. Right? All right, we're almost done. I'm serious. The Bible says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Huh? Yeah. They were vain. You know what vain is? Empty, worthless, futile. Worthless. All unbelievers shall have their part in the lake with burning fire and brimstone. Now, the reason I said this tonight, I want y'all to go to Psalm 14. We're reading out of Psalms 14. Actually, it's Psalms, but we do know somebody that at one time they called this Psalms. Psalms. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. I told you, there's that word again. Foul, loathsome, detestable, disgusting. Huh? That's what you are. Call yourself an atheist. You're arrested. You're vile. You're loathsome. You're detestable. You're disgusting. You're a fool. Huh? That's what an atheist is. Psalm 14:1 again, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. God calls you a fool. God said you are a fool when you say there is no God. I have taken this sign on the streets for many, many years. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Can you prove there is a God? Can you prove there's not? I can tell you what the Bible says, and I can tell you as an example in my life, that even as a young boy, amen, when I took a piece of bubble gum out of the store, didn't nobody tell me it was wrong? What God did? Huh? He did. I was about 5 or 6 years old, and I never forgot about it. I tell you, it was a great bubble gum. I love great bubble gum. But that bubble gum didn't belong to me. But as a young boy, at 5 or 6 years old,
And so you become a fool.
Hello.
It just really, it makes me laugh when you got people out there calling themselves atheists and they keep fighting against God. It's somebody that they don't believe is there, but they sure are giving it all they got. But you know what? The Bible says one day, you might think they're having their heyday now. But they're going to have their hell day one day. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, you getting bowed in hell, you think, but you're so full of hell, you smell like hell, you're going to live in hell for eternity. The end may even go to the lake of fire. Well, I don't believe that. I know you don't. But in hell, you will. Rich man didn't believe it either. Then just fairy tales. No, I'm telling you, the power of the Holy Ghost of God came into my life, changed my thoughts, changed my life. I didn't do it. I'm not weak. I'm very strong. And they said, people come to Jesus because they're weak hearted. I'm not. I'm strong. I'm very strong. I came to Jesus. And then if Jesus came to me, I was crying out to Jehovah God. And God was drawing me. And God was there. And you know what? You atheists know it. Because God has put himself in every last one of you. And I've heard people testimonies. Atheist. And they get ready to die. And they say, oh God. Oh God. Oh God. There's been unbelievers. Testimony after testimony of people in the hospital, doctors and nurses hearing people crying out to God. They're saying it's too late, it's too late. I can feel the flames of hell on my feet. Huh? Yes, sir. Why? Because there is a God. His name's Jehovah. His son is Jesus Christ. And thank God for the Holy Spirit of God that God sent down here, the Comforter. The Lord Jesus Christ's Spirit indwelleth in us that are born again. I know my Redeemer lives. But one day, you antichrist, unbelieving, Christ-rejecting people, and America's full of them. There's people walking around today, they might not say they're atheists, but they don't care about God, they don't care about Jesus. You know what? All y'all are going to be spending the eternity in the same hell together. Do you understand that? Well, I'm a good person. I ain't done this. Yeah, I know. The Bible said there's none good, no, not one. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There is none good. No, not one. But God, in his mercy and kindness to us, will draw us to him. And it's left up to you to say, yea, Lord, I need a Savior. Yes, Lord, I repent of my sins. Yes, Lord, I want to be saved. Yes, Lord, I pray you take my sins away. But you know what? It sounds good. And the more I say, boy, it just sounds good, man. You know that?
preaching that right there sounds really good. I've thought about this question and thing so many times. But you know what? They're going to hear that during the tribulation period. They're going to hear that when the plagues have been turned loose on them. They're going to hear that when every vial is open. They're going to hear that when God scorches them with heat. And you know what? Through all that, and they're going to try to die. They're going to try to kill themselves. They're going to jump in front of cars. They're going to try to blow the brains out. They're going to try to cut their wrists, take poison. You know what I believe? I believe God's going to let them live. And whatever these things do to you, you ain't going to die. You're going to suffer through the tribulation period. You're going to suffer. And you know what they're going to do instead of getting saved? And people talk about this great revival. There ain't going to be no great revival. God's very plain in the book of Revelation. They turn and blaspheme the God of heaven. And to me, when I read that, I look at the mercies and the kindness of God Jehovah, because he gave them twice, he says it in the book of Revelation. He gave them space to repent, but they turned and blasphemed the God of heaven. I believe you, Christ-rejecting atheists, you're anti-Christ, you're going to turn and blaspheme the God of heaven, and you're going to be damned for eternity. And every person on this earth that calls himself atheist, that have already died, I got news for you people out there, they are burning in hell. They are crying out in torment. And I don't care if you believe that or not, but you will. You will face Jehovah God. Because God said in the invisible thing, everything around you shows you there is a God. Everything. Everything. There is a God. Don't believe what you want to. And after all, you got the mentality of, well, this is America. That's right. This is America. You can believe whatever you want to. That I'm telling you as a child of God, I'm telling you as a preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, unless ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Unless ye repent of your sins, unless you get saved, you are going to burn in a hell forever and ever. The Bible says the worm dieth not. You will suffer torment. You will suffer everything that you tried to kill yourself with. Every time a preacher came your way, every time you received the gospel tract, every time you heard a message preached, you will see and hear all that, I believe, in eternity, in hell. It will torment you night and day. The Bible says there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. And you're going to share a part in that, atheist. Yes, you will. You will die and go to hell. And you're going to say, like the rich man, oh God, I wish I'd have believed. Oh God, oh God, oh God. The rich man wouldn't do what Jesus told him. Lazarus, he wouldn't feed Lazarus. He wouldn't do nothing for anybody. Rich man died and went to hell. The Bible said the rich man died and was buried. You ever thought about this one? The rich man died and was buried. And in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torment. And Lazarus, he went to the bosom of Abraham in paradise. Huh? Lazarus is going to be in heaven when I get there. The rich man is going to be in hell, which he is. And every atheist, every unbeliever, just like I said in Revelation 21:8, will have their part in the lake of burning with fire and brimstone. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you, my God. Lord, I pray, God, that this whole message will go out somewhere. But the Bible said the fool has said in his heart there is no God. They're corrupt. They're abominable. A person that believes that God is not there, the Bible said they are abominable and they are corrupt. They're a fool and they are liars. They are sons of Satan and they have brothers called devils and sisters called devils. It ain't just the men. Women are the same way. Every woman that is a Christ rejecter out there, you are burning in hell one day. Repent and believe the gospel. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Help us, Lord, to have strength. And dear God, I pray for the souls. I pray, God, for souls. God, I pray for Obama to repent and get right with God. I pray, God, that the Congress will repent, get right with God. And we just thank you for everything, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't turn it off yet. Don't turn it off yet. I had this thought again. I want to bring this up. When people talking to me about praying for the president and the government, and they say, well, this is why they said don't be playing God, because in other words, because I'm saying they know them saved. When you know by their fruits, I don't believe they are. You hear me? Hey, all these guys, even ones in Texas, everybody talking bragging, you know. But you know what? Every one of them's crawfishing. They crawfish. They'll say one thing, and then, man, brother, they start getting blasted by the media, they're afraid they're not going to get a vote. You know, why can't we have someone just take a stand, pin their ears back, and say, no matter what it costs me, if this nation is really what y'all say it is, which I don't believe it is, I heard people talk, America's a Christian nation. Yeah, right. Do you know, I'm going to throw this out there. Do you know, and I'm going to try to find the years and everything, do you know that under God was not even in the Pledge of Allegiance, and they have two more states, you have 48 states, and before the other two states became a part of America, do you know that under God was not even in the Pledge of Allegiance? That might make you think about something. Maybe they didn't think it was under God. And I don't know what possessed them to think it's under God after two states joined. Because America is not a nation under God. America is a nation under the judgment of God. Now America has become a godless nation. And don't tell me we're not. I see people bragging because we're free. We're not free in this country as a child of God. I'm free in Christ. I'm a priest till the day I die. I'm a priest even if it costs me death. Just like it shall even give me life or give me death. Yeah. Or give me liberty. America put me in a nation that loved God. And I know when I saw part of it was 20 years ago. When the Sodomites came out of their perverted house and the abortion mill started growing leaps and bounds, packing the babies, you reprobates. Do you know that God has said it's okay, it's not a human being, you reprobate? Go sew your womb up. Can a man get out of sex with Allah? Huh? All y'all doing is whoring around, whoremongering around, fornicating, and your little preacher won't get on your pulpit and say, look, get married or get out of church. What? Yeah! The church had a right to kick you out. The Bible said, if you're out there fornicating, listen to me.
here before the church. Then the people inside your church, if they keep on fornicating, being sodomites, being porno freaks, being perverts, kick them out of your church. The church is not to be filled with perverted people. Sounds tough, don't it? The Bible says in Jeremiah again, in Isaiah, I believe it is, you have brought your abominations to my house. You bring your abominations into my house. You come illicitly with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. You know what you have? You don't have a house of God. You have a house of perverted sin. And the churches are full of it. Anyway, I'm Brother Wally. And the Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. I said it. I read it. Read out of the Bible. You're an antichrist, not an atheist. You're a fool. What God calls you. So unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish.